Okay, let's try this.
Hello, Bill. Can you hear me?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay, this is Kara at the Ashland Library, and it is April 23rd, and we are calling Bill Brody to find out how COVID-19 is affecting him and his business. Bill, do we have permission to record?
Oh, man. I don't know what it is with your phone. Let me see if I can turn my volume up. So. Okay. Yeah, but what was the question you asked there at the last?
Can I record us?
Yeah.
Okay. Bill, our first question is, how old are you and where do you live? Okay. Bill, how old are you?
Oh, man, that's personal. 72.
Okay. When did you first hear about the coronavirus?
Oh, my goodness. I suppose it was in January sometime.
What was your reaction then?
Like a lot of things, didn't pay a lot of attention to it, just like another flu bug.
Do you have children or family living in your home?
No, I'm by myself.
Okay. When did this virus first become real to you? When did you notice it?
Oh, I suppose when I first started taking it seriously is when they put this everybody stay at home deal on, you know, and not go anywhere. Especially when they talk about it's killing all us old folks.
Okay. What changed in your life right away when they did the stay at home?
Yeah, it's because I'm on the road quite a bit, not as much as I was a few years ago, but quite a bit. And for me, in the last month, I've burned a half a tank of fuel. You know, I'm just, there's not a whole lot of money to spend when you just sit there at home. And so, consequently, I haven't been out with customers, staying in motel rooms, going to restaurants on the road, et cetera, buying gas.
What is your job? Why are you on the road so much?
Well, I'm in livestock video marketing, so we're out talking to customers clear across the state into Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas, going to Fort Worth every couple of weeks for our sales. And so I'm travel a lot marketing cattle.
Okay. What is your job or your business situation right now? What's happening to the cattle market?
Oh, it's, you know, down. I mean, these guys with, whether it's stockers or the feedlot people and all their market is just falling plumb out of bed. I would say we're, depending on the category of cattle, $30 to $50 a hundred under what we were 3 months ago.
For people who don't deal with the cattle market, what kind of a monetary loss are we talking?
They're talking, I would say, $250 to $400 a head.
Pure loss. Which means how much is a steer going to feed? How much are we losing? Okay, what should an animal bring usually, and what's he bringing now?
Well, we were selling feeder cattle in the mid to high $1.40 range, so let's say $1.40 to $1.50 on most of the 8-weight steers back in. Around the turn of the year, and now it's down closer to a dollar. We had a watching our week school sale is just on the internet today, and steers were bringing $1 to $1.05, basically. So, I mean, that's per pound, and so consequently, you're talking, if it's an 800-pound steer, it's $40. 100 cheaper, well, that's $320.
What is the long-range impact of this for our local ranchers?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell because we're backing beef up because the packing plants are getting people with the coronavirus in these packing plants, and they shut some of them down and they slowed others down because they're working with half staff, and so we're backing back cattle up at a tremendous rate. And talked to a banker in Oklahoma 2 days ago. He said he had a feedlot manager tell him that he hadn't had a packer at his yard in 4 weeks. Well, those cattle would have been ready 4 weeks ago or now. $100 heavier, and so consequently you're backing up and adding to our meat. And you know, and to the tune of several million pounds daily. And it's going to take a while to work through it, I think. This is a market that's very similar to the 73 to 75 market when Nixon froze the price of beef, and we all thought it was going to get better when he pulled the freeze off. And guess what? We held cattle back and increased tonnage, and it didn't get better for quite a while.
Do you want to guess how long it'll take it to get better?
I have no clue. I mean, there's so many variables out there that I think the administration in Washington is working very hard trying to get things back to normal. But, you know, there's so many things that vary. New York City, when are they going to reopen the restaurants and where people will go in there and order a steak? You know, it's going to take a while to work through the inventory even at that. The price of the beef is going up daily, but the price of the cattle are going down daily. And that's because we're not getting the meat processed and out because of the sickness with the employees in the packing plants.
Okay, for people who aren't connected with the cattle industry, what do you do with an animal when he's already over finished? What do you do with him?
They'll eventually process their way through it. And, you know, hopefully we can get some inventory going out to foreign markets too. You know, it's going to take a while to eat our way through it. And how much is this going to change people's behavior? I mean, even if the risk of the coronavirus is over, you know, they've changed their lifestyle. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to affect it.
Do you have a hope for when you think things might go back to normal? Or is that ever going to happen? Do we have a new normal?
I'm thinking it might be several years before we get back to somewhat normal. Well, livestock business is never totally normal anyway, so there's so many things that can affect it one way or the other. But if we get this where people can get out and move around, I think we'll have it. Well, they're not going to turn each state loose. Each governor's got jurisdiction over it, but on the stay-at-home deal. But when we start seeing people get out in New York City or in Chicago and go to the restaurants, and we get the packing plants operating at normal speed, because not just the cattle, but the hogs are backing up inventory too. So,
I heard they were gassing at some of the hog production places.
Yeah, and several major hog plants have shut completely down. So it's
yeah.
We can feed America. We just gotta get the packing plants where they're operating, or we can get it out there.
Okay, on a totally another note, all of your children live at least several hours away, correct?
Yes.
So you're not getting to visit with grandkids or do anything fun either?
Well, we've got cell phones and FaceTime. In fact, I got a new great-grandson yesterday.
Congratulations.
So I got pictures of him and movies from him on my phone already.
Is that our new normal? We'll get to know people on screen?
Say again, please.
Is that our new normal? We get to know people?
For a lot of people, not for me, but I'm having to learn some of it.
Okay. Bill, before I let you go, is there anything you wish Joe Blow down the street knew about what's going on?
Say again, please.
Is there anything you wish that other people understood about how this is affecting the cattle market?
I don't think anybody can totally understand what it's going to do, but, you know, I worry about customers because I've been in those shoes when your equity's gone and you're at the mercy of the market, the banks, et cetera, and bankers of small hometown banks are going to be good, but they're going to have pressure on them too. And so, in fact, I've been just trying to talk to customers, but you know, because I know they're scared too. You know, it's you got your whole life in front of you as far as what you work for, and in a year's time, it could be gone. Just some days like this.
Yes. Bill, thank you for taking the time to talk with me. We'll call you when it's all over and see how it fell together.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.